All right. Well, thanks so much for agreeing to be one of our Women of Influence, Marg.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Marg, of course, a lot of us know that you're a big part of the NBC team, have been for years. Mm-hmm. You're VP of HR here, but you're also very active in the community. You're the board chair at Renfrew Victoria Hospital, a Rotarian, and you formerly were really active volunteering with local sports clubs.
That's right.
So, yeah, my first question for you then is, you know, why is it so important that aside from a huge corporate role that you hold, that you stay plugged into your community as well?
When my husband and I moved back to Renfrew after multiple years away, we made it part of our family dynamic to give back to the community that we lived in. It's really important to us and to our family. And so virtually from day one, after we returned to the community, we got involved in these various things. So my husband became involved in Rotary first. I joined in 2005. And actually over the years, as our kids were growing, they became involved in everything we were doing through Rotary as well, whether it's working at Bacon on a Bun during the fair or any of the other volunteering activities that we did. We did them sort of as a Rotary family.
I don't think I've ever heard the story of how you came to NBC. Can you share that with me?
Yeah. So Andrew Dixon, who is one of the owners, he and his wife Karen were great friends of ours before NBC ever came to fruition.
Okay.
Renfrew had been on the air for 1 year. And Andrew was trying to deal with all of the accounting and work on traffic all by himself. And we were having dinner one night and I said, look, you know, I have time. I could just come in and help you organize your filing or whatever it is you need me to do just to help.
Okay.
Not even as a job, just to help. You know, I came in for a few days and then he decided, you know, do you think you could maybe do some part-time stuff for us and that would help? So I came to work part-time, you know, in October of whatever, we're going to be 16 years this fall. And then within 2 months, he asked me if I could move to full time.
Oh, wow.
So I went from just helping to a part-time job to a full-time job. And I said, I don't ever want a telephone on my desk. Yeah, I have a telephone on my desk now and have done. And over the years, I've been so grateful to be here. It's been one heck of a ride. From one station to today, we're sitting at 22 stations. Mm-hmm. And all of the transition and the work and the people in this company are amazing. That's been one thing that's helped keep me here.
And over the years of your community work, what do you think what have you learned that's kind of shaped you and your values?
I guess maybe if I look specifically at the hospital, that is such an important and integral part of the community. And I know for my own personal health, I am really happy that it's there. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I haven't had to, you know, utilize that, but I've certainly had my kids through the emergency department there multiple times. But, I just feel that it's really important to give back. And mm-hmm. whether my involvement in that has fleshed that out further, I think it probably has.
Mm-hmm.
I just really feel that if I'm going to live in this community, I have to be giving back to what's being provided to me and my family.
Okay. Did you grow up with those values from your parents at all, or you kind of just decided that?
Well, that was kind of a difficult situation. My father died when I was 12.
Mm.
So then it was just my mother and I. I'm an only child. She had to go to work to support us after he died. So she did some volunteering for the church that she was involved in. But beyond that, she didn't really have time to be involved in the community that way as a single parent.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s. So not really that much. I think probably more to do with the dynamic that my husband and I have. He's very, very interested in giving to the community. So that's where that all started.
Great.
An interesting fact, though, my husband had been part or associated with the hospital and had been on the board years ago and was chair.
Oh, okay.
For 6 years. He was chair. He left the board after his period of time. And then some years after that, I joined. So we are the first husband and wife team to ever have both been chair of the hospital board. And we are both, again, the same husband and wife team to ever have been presidents of the Rotary Club. Oh, so wow. That's kind of an interesting stat.
Yeah, the Tubman Dynasty.
The Tubman Dynasty. Yeah,
I love that. Go.
Exactly.
And what do you love most about this community?
Oh, physically, it's just a beautiful place to live. We like to canoe. We like to be able to just take our canoe and we can put it in any multiple mm-hmm. places around. It's spectacular. Next to the West, this is just a beautiful place to mm-hmm. live. And I think, and great people. Mm. We have some fantastic friends here. You know, it's just a good place to live.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much once again for being our Women of Influence.
And thank you.